And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. It's Josh Bain. Coach, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going great, Luke. It's going great. Homecoming's over with.
Homecoming's over with. You get the win in a shootout. A big fourth quarter for the Superlarks as you come back and get the win over Southland. 56-42, again, the final score of the Superlarks. Now 4-2 on the season, Coach. A fun game, a game where you guys have to come from behind to get a win over the Rebels in a big fourth quarter.
Oh, it was nuts, Luke. Let's just be honest. This is one that kids are going to remember for the rest of their lives. And I'm glad we came out on top. JJ had self and his squad. They were ready to go from the get-go. And we couldn't match that intensity in the first quarter. They jump out with a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. We made a couple mistakes. You know, drive the ball, 3rd and 2. We have a snap go over our guy's head, over Kale's head. Set you up for 3rd and 28, whatever it was. And then we had to punt. And then, so we're down 14-0 at the end of the first. We're just kind of just shooting ourselves in the feet right away. So then we got on the board twice in the second quarter. Kale runs in for a touchdown. Corbin runs in for a touchdown. And then they score another 2 touchdowns. So it's 28-12. And then in the second quarter, and then we shut ourselves again. We had about on the 14-yard line with like a minute 50 left, 4th and inches on our 14, and we decide we have to punt. You know, you're not going to go for it with a minute 45 left. And they blocked the punt. And you're just like, oh, man, what can go wrong is going wrong right now. So they blocked the punt, and they score. And then we get the ball. We go no huddle. We throw a pick. And then they score again late. So they get 2 quick scores in at the end of the second quarter to put themselves up 28-12. And you can just tell the boys are deflated. And, you know, it was a rough, let's just say it was a rough half, but we're only down 2 scores. So that we had to keep in perspective for the boys. And that's exactly what we did. And they said it was good for them not to panic. I mean, you're sure you could have thrown in the towel, but you still had another half, and that's what I told them. I said, it's a tale of 2 halves. I told them from the get-go, we're going to score a lot of points tonight. But all right, I didn't believe we were going to score this many, but we told them it's a tale of 2 halves and to never give up. And as you can tell, we scored 56 points when it was all said and done in the second half. We changed a little things on a little bit in offense. Kale got hurt. We had when a little wildcat had Corbin play quarterback, and that boy played his heart out, and he gave everything he's got along with everybody else on there. Corbin rushed for 239 yards on 24 carries and 4 touchdowns. Isaac Harmoning had 22 rushes for 146 yards. Believe it or not, we didn't complete a single pass. We were 0-for-9. So out of our 398 total offensive yards, it was all from rushing. We got Jace Kraft back, which was really good. He was a good spark on defense. The one-arm bandit, because he's playing with a big cast on his arm right now. And to seal up the victory, he takes an interception in for a touchdown late in the fourth. And, man, it was a heck of a homecoming. But it's not a game that you like to start out shooting yourselves in the feet and have to come from behind and score 38 in the fourth to win.
Yeah, a big fourth quarter, like you mentioned, for the Superlarks. You get the win over Southland, 56-42, back-to-back wins now. In 2 big games, you had Leroy Ostrander last Friday. You get the win there. It was more of a defensive battle, and then you come back and turn around a week later in a shootout win over Southland, Coach. What have you been most pleased with here as you're through 6 weeks of the regular season with what this team is doing here?
We're running the ball. I'm glad our offense is moving the ball. I know right away to start the season, we were really stagnant on that. And now we're able to move the ball. We'd like to finish a little bit more, you know, mental mistakes, just errors at the wrong time. But we're moving the ball. Kids are playing together, buying into the scheme, playing together. And it's a team game. And as we can see, this is what happens when you never give up. And it was good to see from their mental toughness about this last night.
Coach, you get the win, like we mentioned, 56-42, the final score. You turn around and take on Lyle Pacelli next week. What do you expect to see from LP?
From watching from a little film, they they got some athletes. They got a quarterback that can throw the ball. And right now we got to do something with our DBs. Last night, Southland had 233 yards passing out of their 261 total offensive yards. So we got some things to sharpen up there. But we got a week. The guy, we'll watch some film on Monday. We'll get that corrected, and hopefully we can stop their passing attack and their rushing that comes along with it.
Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. A thrilling win over Southland, 56-42 the final score. They're 4-2 on the season and take on Lyle Pacelli next Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Awesome. Appreciate everything you do, Luke. Thank you so much.